Nothing can be shown conclusively here, of course, since the data only has information on patients with cancer. There's no data on those without. What if those people smoked as well? Consider scenario C. This third scenario sometimes happens in real life. There might be two groups of people who are otherwise similar except for one thing. Perhaps a random group from one country moves to a different place. Assume the group that migrated started smoking to fit into the lifestyle of the new place, and that this group also had greater cancer incidence over time. Then perhaps smoking is the reason, since the groups were otherwise similar.